Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take it out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Good, and it's Friday.
That was thoroughly mediocre. Can you do that again?
Why is it thoroughly mediocre?
Because you almost weren't ready. It was like Steve Young tripping at the beginning of the play where he threw to T.O.
And then he scored a touchdown and everybody went home.
So now we're off to having one of the great wild card wins of all time.
Absolutely. And then the next week we lose to the Falcons or the Georgia Dome. And you get hurt.
Why do
like
you,
Harrison Hurst. Good morning to everybody out there.
I worked out this morning. I feel like $1 million.
That's good. I did work out today, and I feel like $1 million because I got some good sleep. After the Niners made their pick, Ricky Pearsall out of Florida by way of Arizona State. He's an Arizona kid. Your wide receiver Chandler. In the first round. 31st overall, we're going to get into it. I was a bit stunned, but the football people say this guy can play. The football people says this guy can separate. The football people say he can high point the football. So, will he be playing alongside Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel? Still things on the table for the 49ers. We'll get all into it as we say good morning to everybody out there getting off their graveyard shift on the overnight dances, baby. We got new money in town. New money in town. It's a payday Friday. Bay Area Friday, 50 Cent Friday, all that stuff. Shout out to YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we have added the QR code on both pages. And shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line. And don't come. You better come correct today because you know what happens. By way of our friends, if you want to plug in the train, you're going to call it to the roast. You got to bring it because if you don't, you hear that sound, you're going to get flushed. Like BPA out there somewhere.
So the other day, you and I were breaking down wide receivers. I had written all these notes on all these wide receivers, and we were talking about X players, guys who can line up on the outside and be the number one receiver and would be right up on that line of scrimmage and getting pressed. And I remember as we were doing that exercise, when we were going through some of the smaller guys, Ladd McConkley, Xavier Worthy, and I stopped on Ricky Pearsall, and I said to you, if they move Ayuk, I don't want them to replace him with this guy, but I could see where this guy would be a really good fit in this offense. And here's what I wrote down, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. Athletic, vertical, short shuttle stuff. I see Edelman, Jerry Jeudy, but he actually catches the ball. 80% success rate in the slot when I dig through the numbers. Rugged player, adjusts well to the ball, makes a lot of twisting catches. 55 of his 63 targets he caught. We're in that intermediate, meaning 10 yards downfield in the middle of traffic. The guy stretches the field. A lot of these long, deep crossers and digs that Shanahan loves. If you're building an offense for Brock Purdy, Pearsall's a weapon that I think looks really nice.
Look, he's got a lot of experience playing in a college game, whether it's Arizona State or Florida, over 2,400 receiving yards. First year of Florida wasn't as successful, but this last year really seemed to put it together. Everything you said there, high point in the football, separating at the line of scrimmage. Now, jamming it, you know, from some of the videos there, if you get physical with him,
yeah,
he's got to get stronger. He's
I would agree.
He's got to get hit in the NFL weight room, which I think he'll be fine. Hitting the NFL weight room, getting a little stronger, getting his nutrition right. He was a big-time playmaker for Florida. And, look, I didn't know if they were going to draft him in the first round. I don't know what his value was. But all the guys, whether it's Nick Saban, whether it's Joel Klatt, whether it's Daniel Jeremiah, whether it's C.J. Stroud, a lot of people who are in the game of football. Brian Baldinger, he'll join us on Monday at 7:30. You don't want to miss that, as he'll break this pick down. He loves Pearsall's game, calls him a tough guy. And in Shanahan's offense, we've yet to see the slot receiver just truly pop. They tried it with Kendrick Bourne, not your quintessential slot receiver. Trent Taylor, we know what happened there. We know what happened with Richie James Jr. Danny Gray hasn't been able to get on the field. Roddy Bell, look, I think there's some hope for him. But this guy can play in the slot, that legit slot receiver, in and out quickness. His 10-yard code drill was great. The times were great. And then more importantly, you talk about the catches and everything like that.
Yeah, the body control was really good.
Yeah, it was like he has like a 3.5, 3.7 drop rate, which is very, very good. He doesn't drop the football at all.
Good. I'd be remiss if I didn't say, like, the whole time I'm thinking, all right, what's Jacksonville going to do? What's Pittsburgh going to do? Are they going to trade? Is this a spot? Is this a spot? Is this a spot? Now, who knows? Something might happen. I still believe the Niners are going to make another selection for a wide receiver. I don't know if they're going to trade one or both. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with Ayuk and Debo. I really don't. I still think Washington's in play. I think New England's in play. I think Carolina's in play. I think teams that have a plethora of day two picks, second and third round picks, I still believe for one of the receivers, they're in play. And I would not be surprised if the Niners select another wide receiver. And that people's heads might explode, but
right.
I don't know. I think things are still in play.
Oh, no. Do people feel like it was a reach? 888-957-9570, because when the pick happened, Baby Chance was jumping up and down in bed.
Yeah.
And it was
I was
just
holding
in a
my
room,
little guy.
Yeah, and it was just in a room. And I was like, guys, Niners picking. And
it's me.
Okay,
all
Niners
night.
Picking. They're jumping
I did
around.
It for like 2 hours. Michelle, leave me alone. Niners are going to pick soon.
I'm playing hide and seek during the NFL drive. Go figure. Times have changed.
Well,
did you
win?
What do you mean?
Hide and go seek.
Oh, I mean, you know, I always find them, but, you know, I always play stupid boo with a fool. Where are they? Where are they at? And then you hear Chester, she's always laughing.
All you see is like a leg sticking out underneath the desk.
You see a little leg and all you hear is a laugh and like, okay,
that's
she's
pretty
right
funny.
There. But
that's pretty
anyway,
funny.
It's all fun. But the Niners picked and my initial reaction was like, what the hell? Ricky Pearsall? I don't remember talking about this guy. I kept hearing about Mitchell and Worthy and, you know, the kid from LSU who was compared to Brandon Ayuk. Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, yeah. Who went to Jacksonville.
Who went to Jacksonville,
who wanted Ayuk.
The one team that wanted Ayuk, but they got their Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they watched that LSU pro day at Trim Balky. Oh, he minds us of Brandon Ayuk, so maybe we don't have to trade Brandon Ayuk.
Because, you know, Balky farted.
Oh, yeah.
And then said, excuse me.
Excuse me. Which is very classy of him. Very classy. But, look, man.
It's classy of him to fart at a podium and say, excuse me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love
you.
You
didn't have to be rude.
Were you surprised?
What do you want him just to fart and just not say anything?
Better out than in.
So were you surprised at this player, at the position that he plays?
I'm surprised at this player.
Okay.
This player.
Why?
Because Mitchell was on the board, and I thought Donnie Mitchell. Especially after Xavier Worthy got selected. And there was a lot of hype about Xavier Leggett from South Carolina, who is up going to Carolina.
Yeah, I didn't love him as much as others.
Yeah, I didn't love
him
either.
1 year wonder.
I didn't love him either.
Yeah.
But Pearsall just, I thought second round, maybe third round, I was a little stunned by it. But look, man, my philosophy is this. If you love a player,
yeah,
like the Raiders.
Totally agree.
They love Brock Bowers, go ahead and take Brock Bowers. Best player available. Go fix your off. Now you got Brock Bowers, Devontae Adams, Meyer. You got an offense that can cook.
Zero quarterbacks.
Double tight end. Yeah, you get a quarterback. Spencer Rattler's coming. Spencer Rattler.
He does fit the Raider mold.
Come on. Spencer.
Swashbuckling his way up through the AFC West.
I'll say this. I'd rather have Spencer Rattler and try to develop him as opposed to J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix, who went in the top 10.
Sean Payton's already on the hot seat.
Top 12. I mean, come on.
Sean Payton, this fraud. It reminded me of the Patrick Mahomes draft, because we were going to draft Patrick Mahomes, but the Chiefs jumped in front of us many years ago. Dog, you didn't take him. You were obsessed with Taysom Hill. Like, what? Like, what?
Well, the draft is just fascinating. The draft, there's so many things happening in the NFL draft that I want to get to here. Last night, you had records getting broke left and right when it came to quarterbacks. Six quarterbacks got selected in the first 12 picks.
How many you think, like, forget the players that you, I don't want the names. How many will actually stay with their team 5 years from now? Two?
Caleb. I like Caleb the most.
Okay, you're going to actually name him. Okay.
I'm not sure about Jaden Daniels in Washington. I want to see it.
I do too.
And he's got Dan Quinn as a head coach. I don't know. I don't know. Who's Washington's OC? Cliff Kingsbury? Oh, gosh. I'm not a fan of that.
I like Cliff as an OC.
Yeah, I don't know if I do. I don't know if I do. And then number three, Drake May goes to New England.
Just immediately when I saw him, I was like, bro.
I go back to Kirk Morrison. Kirk Morrison said, look, man, I went out to Chapel Hill. I called the game. I was not impressed.
Yeah, I'm not either.
And I've never been impressed.
If there's
with Drake
a team,
May.
An organization outside of Sean Payton, who I am fading more in the NFL right now, I'm telling you.
It's the Patriots.
I watched that Dynasty doc, and I can't get it through my head. When I hear Bob Kraft's kids sit there and pretend like he was the reason for success, like, not Belichick, not Brady. It was doubt. Bob Kraft's kid who had nothing to do with it. Are you kidding me? And he is running things now?
Right.
That's an organization that might be a dumpster fire for two decades.
You had the wow factor in Michael Penix Jr. getting selected by the Atlanta Falcons. Did not see that coming. Kirk Cousins didn't see it coming. He's telling everybody, every reporter possible, yeah, I'm surprised by this. I was not tipped off by this. So now all of a sudden we got drama in Atlanta after he got $100 million guaranteed. I saw somebody tweet saying, you better work on Tuesday.
Well, it's kind of ironic. Yeah, I think I put that in the thread too. It's kind of ironic that Kirk Cousins was drafted the same night RG3 was drafted, and that took RG3 by surprise. Yep. And then many years later, he gets surprised in this way. So I guess what they say, what comes around goes around.
We don't know about that one. So you got that. You got Michael Penix Jr. going 8 to Atlanta. You have J.J. McCarthy going 10 to the Vikings.
Didn't like that at all because the Vikings gave up all their
moved
picks.
Up. Yeah, and three picks in 2025.
Did you hear that
one
noise?
One first-round pick and two fifth-round picks.
The noise of Justin Jefferson slamming his phone and saying, get me the hell on out of here.
He's gone. He's so gone.
I'm so upset.
I mean, is that like the number one? Like, how can I bet on that?
J.J. McCarthy, and then you get the Bo Nix. They're going to get people fired. I mean, it's just straight up. Sean Payton might as well put his house. Listen, Sean Payton might as well put his house on sale in Eagle County, Colorado, wherever the hell he is, Denver, Colorado, whatever suburb he's in. The Minnesota Vikings brass. And I like Kevin O'Connell. I like him as a head coach. Uh-huh. I do with Minnesota.
I do too.
Your days are numbered. The days are numbered. Like, he hitched your wagon to J.J. McCarthy.
Your days are numbered.
Think about that. I watched Michigan
so
football
this
year.
You watch Michigan a lot.
We all do.
He reminds me of Alex Smith.
That's what they said on the draft.
Yeah, no, but that's what he reminds
Alex Smith,
me of.
And I don't even see that.
Well, I see it because he just looks lackluster.
I mean,
he threw 34 fourth quarter passes. How's that? Like, how?
I mean,
well, it's a Harbaugh offense.
It's a Harbaugh offense. Was at the Rose Bowl. I didn't think there was anything special with him. Especially coming into the year, I was like, okay, third round pick, maybe a fourth round pick. He goes in the first round, top 10 pick. So six quarterbacks go in the first 12 picks, matching the total that went in the first round of the famed 1983 quarterback draft class. Six.
And there's no way it's going to replicate that class.
No.
It's the greatest outlier of all time.
I don't see it happening.
No, and here's the other thing that I keep thinking about, too. And you were talking about it like, oh, you know, it's an offensive league. 14 consecutive picks. Going offense.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that, B.
It's not just offense. I should have clarified it. Scott was basically like, dude, it's like 70-30, 80-20 offense now. Like, that wins games. You got to have offense. But, so you see the philosophy in the draft here, as you just mentioned, 14 picks, first 14 picks, all offense.
So I want to get to Shanahan here. Now, I have no idea what they're going to do with Debo and Ayuk. I still think those things are on the table. I got no idea. I still think even if they keep those guys, they might draft another wide receiver early here. But I do believe they're going to be a player today. They're going to move up, move back. They're going to do something on day two. This is their wheelhouse here. I have a hard time not thinking that Shanahan, and there's two elements to this. There's the Super Bowl that I know you want to get into. But when Shanahan looks at wide receiver film, Why do I feel like he looks at himself in certain players?
Well, he said that yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Oh, his presser.
I didn't hear that because he said I felt like watching Ricky Pearsall, I'm like, this is a guy Shanahan's going to love because he thinks that he sees himself in Ricky Pearsall.
So David Lombardi had the tweet yesterday, and I saw it. I chuckled because I didn't know if it was a real tweet or what.
Well, David Lombardi is tweeting everything. The probability of this happening now is 1%. Like, Dave, put the phone down for 6 seconds. It's okay.
Shanahan, his evaluation of 49ers first round pick, Ricky Pearsall. He reminds me of myself.
Oh, no.
Except a lot faster, with much better hands, and can jump. So I don't know if he was being facetious there.
Steph Curry reminds me of Joe Shasky, except for the fact he's 6'3", the greatest shooter of all time, and he's an NBA player with, elite golf game.
No, I don't know. I would love to hear
that. That's hilarious.
I would love to hear that sound because I don't know if Shanahan was being serious, but that's a real quote. That is a real quote. So let's go to the lines. I'm going to get Niner fans in here. How do you feel about the pick? Was it a reach? Were you expecting Slick Rick, Ricky Pearsall, who played against Brock Purdy in high school? White boy Rick. You could call.
Isn't that a movie?
Yeah, it is a movie. I'm not going to call him White Boy Rick. I'll call him Slick Rick or Pretty Ricky.
Well, I heard him get addressed by his teammates that way.
Yeah, Slick Rick, Pretty Ricky. It's
Pretty Ricky's not bad.
Or
Ricky!
That's what brought
Ricky!
Up.
Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood. He also played against Brock Purdy in high school.
Yeah, Chandler.
Ricky Pearsall said, I think he put 70 on my team. Yeah. Brock Purdy out there. So.
And Purdy, I think, ran a couple in.
And here's the other kicker. Ricky Pearsall said he only met with the Niners at the Senior Bowl.
Oh.
Didn't even bring him in for a visit, so he said he was shocked to see San Francisco on his phone. They stayed away. They did their work. They didn't want to tip their head. They did this with Mike McGlinchey, too.
I like this pick. Because to me, playmakers, building around the quarterback, I like this pick.
Let's go to Miguel in Oakland. Miguel, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing this morning?
Good,
what's
man.
Up?
Good morning, Miguel.
Hey, was I the only one that maybe I'm tripping out or something, but I really thought that the 49ers were going to go after Xavier Worthy, and then the Chiefs, they pulled a slick one. And I don't know why the Bills would even do that, but I think the Chiefs got over on the 49ers again and beat us by getting that very good wide receiver that we were supposed to get.
I don't know, Miguel, if Xavier Worthy's a Niner guy.
He drops a lot of balls.
Well, he drops balls and he doesn't break a lot of tackles.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to – listen, I think Miguel dropped off. I think the Kansas City Chiefs for that offense,
exactly,
for that team,
exactly.
It is a scary, scary proposition to know that Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown is going to be playing alongside Travis Kelce with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback and Andy Reid, who's the slickest of them all when it comes to scheming up plays for his playmakers. That is scary. Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown, when I saw Buffalo, first of all, I said, Buffalo, you got to go through Kansas City and get to the Super Bowl. What the hell are you doing?
I don't know.
And then you see him go to Kansas City, and I did get a little sick. I almost went to the bathroom and yacked. They said, the rich get richer. Actually, I was talking to Worldwide Half yesterday on the phone. And I came to this proposition now. Call me crazy.
We're proposition back to the chicken?
That if the Niners were to go to the NFC Championship game.
Uh-huh.
And Kansas City was on the other side.
Uh-huh.
The NFC Championship game is the early game this year. If I know Kansas City's playing in the AFC title game, I'd rather just lose that NFC Championship. I don't want to play them in a Super Bowl.
Oh, shut
game.
Up.
I don't want to play
just
them.
Shut up.
I just don't even want to face them. I don't even want to do it. I'd rather just lose the NFC title game, say, hey, it was a hell of a year.
They lost in overtime.
It was all good.
They lost in overtime.
I don't care. I don't care. We also gave
you
up
don't
a,
even believe
we also,
what you're
saying. We also gave up a 3rd-and-24 or whatever, Super Bowl 54. If I see them on the other side, I just don't even want to go. I don't even want to go to the Super Bowl.
I'm thinking so much about that Super Bowl, though. I'm glad you're bringing that up because the one thing that sticks in my head is that quote that you had from Kyle Shanahan where basically all his former players, Shanahan's opinion of the situation of the player will change like that.
Yep.
And I keep thinking, I bet he watched that Super Bowl back 1,000 times, and he's saying that's never going to happen again when it comes to his offense getting stymied.
I want to get into that coming up. Oh, Rhea Lancaster's on the line. We're going to get to her on the other side. Hang tight, Rhea.
Draft
get to
day,
you on
baby.
The other side. Oh, wait, we're going to Rhea right now. Rhea, what's happening? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good to hear your voices.
You too,
Lou. I'm trying to make it make sense to me. I don't understand why we're taking a wide receiver when we already have like 8 wide receivers. I mean, if you're going to build around Brock, can't you build this O-line first so he has time to throw to all these wide receivers that you got on the team? I need him to have time.
I agree.
He's got a surgically repaired arm that we need him to be able to just stand, and he could dice up so much stuff if he has time. I don't understand why we're not doing O-line stuff.
They've got more picks, Rhea. I don't mean to cut you off. We're up against it. They've got more picks.
9 picks.
Nine picks left. I don't like taking the 11th best offensive tackle in the first round. I like a playmaker.
I did like Amarius Mims, though.
He went way early.
I know. He went so early. Guyton went up, man. Those
all the guys went early.
Amarius Mims, his feet. Oh, my God.
I think this was the best overall player on their board.
Make sure you don't miss that break,
man. All right. We're more coming up here on the other side. Ricky Pearsall. Your newest member of the San Francisco 49ers, 888-957-9570, Niner Empire. How you feeling about the pick? That's what's coming up. Your reaction, brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.